I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. You're listening to the Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. It truly is a wonderful way to develop your meditation practice and improve your life. In this week's episode, we're going to look at a new study that was done on meditation and multiple sclerosis, or MS. It's a very debilitating disease that affects many people around the world. I've worked with many people over the years who struggle with MS and helping them to adjust to the changes of living with this disease. And I was very pleased to see that a new study came out to show how meditation can really help with the effects of depression and fatigue that so often plagues sufferers from MS. The best way to describe MS or the effects on a person is that they gradually get weaker and weaker and more tired. Because they're tired and weak, they often need help getting around, like a cane, and then later a walker, perhaps a wheelchair later, and after that sometimes they even become bedbound and can't move at all. So it's a very challenging, difficult disease that affects their overall life. And I'm sure you can imagine that depression is a very common element of MS because it is so hard on people. But the encouraging thing is that meditation has now been shown to be helpful to counteract the effects of the fatigue and the depression that often go along with MS. Not that everyone that has MS is depressed, but I've seen it with many of my patients who struggle with MS, and having anything to fight off the depression and the fatigue will be very encouraging and helpful. The study was published September 28, 2010, in the issue of Neurology, the medical journal of the American Academy of Neurology. In the study, there were 150 people who were diagnosed with MS, and they were randomly assigned to two groups. In the meditation group, they were given 8 weeks of mindfulness meditation training, where they were taught to be mindfully aware of the present moment without judgment, or mindfulness. It's a wonderful form of meditation, and I would encourage anyone to study it. It's often known by Vipassana meditation or mindfulness meditation, and again, it's a wonderful form of meditation. During the 8 weeks, they had a weekly class of 2.5 hours of mindfulness meditation, plus a one-day retreat, and 40 minutes per day of homework assignments about mindfulness meditation. Those who were taught meditation reduced their depressive symptoms by over 30% compared to those who had no training of meditation. These participants also found that their fatigue dropped significantly in the 30% or more range. But the beautiful thing about the fatigue part is that even after the study was done and they did a follow-up 6 months later, the participants were still experiencing a significant reduction in fatigue overall 6 months after the study. So it was lasting and it was working. I think you'll find that you don't have to look very far to find someone who struggles with MS. It's unfortunately a very prevalent disease that impacts many people around the world. And as I said, I've helped many people over the years with MS to adjust to the life changes and reduce the stress. Over the years, I've learned that the negative effects of MS are clearly impacted by stress, so I've worked very hard at reducing the stress with my clients who I work with, who struggle with and have MS. So it doesn't surprise me the results of this study. But to a greater extent, even if you don't know someone or you yourself are struggling with MS, how many of us struggle with depression? How many of us are tired? Why not start meditating as a way to fight off these symptoms. Yes, you can drink coffee. Yes, you can get prescription drugs, but they're expensive and they're meant to be short term, and they have side effects. The only side effects of meditation are peace and happiness. So why not start meditating? Why not make it a regular part of your life so that you too can improve the effects of life, reduce the stress, fight off the fatigue, fight off the depression, and be healthy and be well. So again, just want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate. If you'd like to spend some time meditating with us, please come to one of our retreats, which you can learn more about at www.holisticretreats.tv. We'd love to spend some time with you meditating. So, till next week, have a peaceful, meditative week. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.